Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get Bernie Williams in here because he's hanging out in the control room. It's making me nervous just looking at him. I'm like, he should be on the air. I don't want to, I mean, he's in there hanging out. He's loitering. He should be on the air, right?
Right.
I mean, he's Bernie Williams.
Yes, he is Bernie Williams.
Now, did Bernie bring a guitar with him? Did he?
He did bring a guitar.
I can play a little guitar, Bernie. Hey, how's it going, man?
Bernie, come on over here.
I got a bunch of flack yesterday when I didn't stand up to shake Ed Cranepool's hand when I had spent 5 minutes with him in the control room and gave him all the respect possible. So I had to make sure that I stood up here. Bernie,
what's this
so.
Now? What's the problem?
So yesterday I talked Ed Cranepool off the air. You remember that when I went in?
Remember that.
Well, Al could vouch for me if he likes me enough.
All right, so you talked to him off the air. So what's the big deal?
No. Hold on. I'll tell you the story.
Yes.
Well, you don't even let me finish. You're rolling your eyes. I can't even tell the story.
I don't even know why this is even a story. But go ahead.
Well, it's a story. It was on the internet.
Yeah, it became a story. I was talking to Ed Cranepool off the air, and we had this. Hey, pleasure to meet you. Everything else. Stood up, shook his hand. And then he came into the studio. Now, you hadn't seen him yet. So when he came into the studio, I made sure he could get past me. I'm a big guy. There's not a lot of room here. So I sat down and shook his hand again, which I didn't need to. And then he went over to you, and you stood up and gave this big, I'm Boomer Esiason. Hey, Ed, come in here. This whole thing. So Izzo, like he's doing now, is filming this thing. He tweets it out. I got the 7-line army saying, can you stand up and shake Ed Cranepool's hand, you disrespectful jerk? And I told him, I was like, listen, I did. I met the guy. I hung out with him. I spent some time with him. So that's why I made sure when Bernie came in, for all the Yankee fans out there, that I stood up and gave him the proper respect so I don't get crushed on Twitter again. There's the story.
How you doing, Bernie?
I'm doing great.
Great, good.
Listening to you guys, man, it's a lot of entertaining.
Yes.
Although I had an opportunity to use the facilities before I came in, so I didn't have any issues.
All right, good. Did you find the soap?
Well, it's really good. It's great to see you, Bernie, and this is what I deal with every day. These guys worry about every little thing that goes on in their life. You know, us as athletes, former athletes.
I've got nothing else, Bernie.
Yeah, we pick our battles. You
right.
Know? We pick the ones that we can win.
So let me ask you a question right out the gate. When you heard that Stanton was coming to the Yankees, were you, and I know you're a Yankee fan, I know you love the Yankees, you're with the Yankees, you watch the Yankees. How excited were you to hear this?
Very excited. Very excited. Are you kidding me? I mean, you're putting a Mandel and Maris all over again. It was just incredible. And the Yankees were a team that last year, I guess, got a little bit of a permission to be a little bit average. And they, you know, basically shatter all those, expectations. And now the bull side is on their back again.
Does any of this remind you of the early 90s, mid-90s Yankees teams and how this team is being built and the guys that are coming up wearing the uniform?
I am thinking, yeah, the Yankees post-97, 98, those Yankees 99, 2000, the team was put together basically in 95.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when you were there and Jeter comes up and Posada comes up and then all of a sudden Mariano shows up and then you got all these guys coming in together and then they're, you know, fortified by some key veterans. And in this case, I think the key veterans are the guys that have been Yankees for a long time, like Brett Gardner, right?
That is correct.
And then CC, he was a free agent signing, but he's been the backbone of the Yankee pitching staff for a long time. Tanaka has been here for a while. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like adding Stanton to this lineup and adding him to this group of players, he seems like not only is he energized, but he has energized everybody in that clubhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had an opportunity to talk with most of the guys in the first couple of days of spring training a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like there's a lot of electricity in the air. There's a lot of excitement, you know, not only for, you know, from the fans and the media there covering the players, but also the players themselves. You know, they're looking forward to this year. They're looking forward, you know, to have as much fun as they had last year in that last run one game away from being in the World Series. I mean, who could ask for anything more with that team? Now, the expectation's certainly a lot higher.
What was it like for you showing up to spring training with those expectations? I mean, they were Yankee teams that everybody expected to win the World Series that you were on. When you showed up day one in February, it was like, listen, you either win the World Series or it's a total lost season. How did you personally deal with those heavy expectations being such a big part of that team?
Well, the expectations as a team, I mean, you get, you know, people from the media and all that, you know, the commentary and all that in New York. As a player, you just want to have a good year, and you want to be able to contribute as much as you can individually to the, you know, obviously to the overall success of the team, because you don't really think in terms of I need to get to the World Series. It's more like we need to get to the World Series, and that's kind of far ahead. We just got to take care of the present, the moment, that day, that particular game. And then if you take care of that, then the future is going to take care of itself.
You know, the basic thing is we talked to the great Bernie Williams. Bernie Williams goes from playing center field for the New York Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Obviously now an accomplished musician and makes these appearances all over the place. He's actually played with us in our softball team every now and again. Now he's going to be performing at the Carlisle.
Cafe Carlisle debut.
It's amazing, yeah. So son's girlfriend asked him to go to the Carlisle to do a little jazz. You know what I'm saying, Bernie?
And to do a little jazz.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
to
do a
listen
jazz.
To a little jazz,
yeah,
or to
yeah,
play.
Yeah. No, oh, okay. No, to go listen right. to it. You know, my son's 26 years old, and I'm thinking he's going to Cafe Carlisle. You know?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's a cool thing.
But now Bernie Williams is going to be there,
right?
And this is a great little gig for you.
That is amazing.
This is a big time gig for you.
It is a big time gig for you, and I'll tell you why. You know, as a baseball player. At your career, you know, you can actually have a feel how good a player is, obviously by seeing, you know, his numbers.
Right.
You know, stats, it's all there. In music, it's a little bit more subjective. You don't have really, you know, you don't measure success that way. There's not a stat for how many bad notes you play or if you play a song and it doesn't come out the way you kind of figure it out. So I think that in my experience, the way that I measure success as a musician is the places that you play at and the people that you play with. And to me, this is definitely a pivotal, you know, stage in my career as a musician in New York, being able to perform at the Carlisle, such an iconic place. You know, you talk about Tony Bennett and Sinatra and all these great names, you know, over you know, decades, you know, performing at that, you know, iconic place. So I couldn't be any happier.
Yeah, and you can get your tickets at TicketWeb online or call 212-744-1600 March 6th through 10th. I missed an opportunity here. I could have brought in the guitar. We could have done a duet here today, and I could have been one.
I heard you bring a bazooki.
Bernie, yes. And I also have a kazoo. Yes, but I Bernie Williams and friends
bazooki and kazoo.
And I could have been one of the friends.
He's actually a pretty good player too.
Yeah, I could have played a little bit. But here, this is what I want to know, because being a guy who I did not play sports on the high level that you did, but I played in high school. Now you were cool, calm, and collected at the plate. It never seemed like anything ever got to you when you stepped into the batter's box. You're like, listen, I'm in command. Bernie friggin' Williams, I can handle this. Now, when you're playing music, now I used to practice my ass off, like just practice and practice and practice and practice and practice. Think that all their muscle memory was there, and then you stand up and you look out, and there's people that are looking at you like, bring it.
What now?
Yeah. And then you start like, you know, fumbling on yourself. You're like, oh my, the nerves for you, different. For being standing in front of and playing the guitar than it was baseball? Is it stronger? Or are you still just like, you're just cool?
Well, actually, no. It is a little bit similar in the sense that, you know, you have to rely on your preparation. And as a player, you know, you rely on that muscle memory, hitting the tee, you know, hitting batting practice and all that. And you do that so many times that it becomes part of your, you know, it's almost like second nature. So when you're actually playing the game, you don't have to think about all of that.
Yeah.
You just kind of react. In music, it's kind of like the same way. You know, you go through your scales, you go through your music structures, arpeggios, and all those, you know, musical things that you have to put in your head. And you do them so, so consistently that when you step on stage, you just rely on that. And then you kind of, sometimes when I get too nervous and I get, you know, people like looking at me, I just get really nervous. I just close my eyes. And instead of going out, I just kind of go more in and start relying on all the practice hours that I, you know, stayed, you know, playing the guitar and playing all that, those things. And it usually comes through. Once you get in to a point that you are comfortable with playing, because it's, you know, obviously the difference between playing in your room, in the comfort of your room, and then going on stage and then translating all of that into a stage moment.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get, though.
Yeah, I would just say watching you play the couple times that I've caught you, you deserve all the accolades. You deserve all the opportunities that you're getting now because you put the time and the effort into it. And this is what I love about guys like you. You knew what you wanted to do after you were done because this is something that fills that void that we had when we did play. Think about that because, as Greg was just asking you the question about being nervous, I would imagine there are very similar feelings about, okay, I'm going up and I'm going to perform in a whole bunch in front of people, just like playing center field for the Yankees.
That is true. That is true. And a musician, you have a little bit more control because it's directly proportional to what you put in. As a player, I was even more nervous at times because there are many things that you cannot control as a player. You can do everything right, you can practice everything right, and you can have a great swing, and then the pitcher throws a pitch 5 inches away from the plate and the umpire calls it a strike. You have absolutely no control over that. So there's this element of uncertainty that still remains, as a professional athlete that you can't control. That makes you a little bit uneasy at times.
Are you surprised that Derek Jeter's ruining the Marlins? I mean, he's like one of your best friends, right? I would imagine.
He is one of my best friends, and yeah. I'm going to be in this station defending him.
What exactly do you see from, that we don't see that he's doing at the Marlins that is getting him, a lot of controversy thrown at him?
Well, I think he inherited a team that has some financial problems, and he is basically trying to do whatever he can to put that team back in the place that it should be. But I guess he's just trying to do it the right way. I understand, the fan base from Miami being a little disappointed because is this not the first time it happened? You have teams, have gone to the World Series, have been World Series champions, and then it seems like a couple of years after, the team is not even a faint resemblance to the team that won those championships. So I can understand how the Miami fan base could be disappointed about, some of the moves that he's making. But I think he's, and also he is the face of the team, but he might not be the one making all the decisions.
Yeah, have you been to his office yet?
No, not yet.
Got a lot of hand sanitizer in here.
He's got a lot of hand sanitizer. I'm just wondering how big his desk is.
Wait.
Yeah.
You think he's like, he's cut out for this, though. This is his deal, right?
I think he is. And I think, people are maybe just being a little patient and the fact that he is a former player, which I think is kind of unprecedented. I mean, you have, people that have been involved with teams. But this is actually, you get Magic Johnson with the Dodgers and the Lakers and but you have a person that has been very successful, hopefully be able to contribute through his experience as a baseball player to make things better for everybody. Coming from those, obviously both thighs, the owner side and the player side, because of his experience as a player.
Now, he has not been criticized a lot in his career because he's been so damn good.
And he's been able to do everything the right way.
Right, exactly. And now he's feeling a little heat for some people. Have you talked to him about that and dealing with like some negative comments that he's not used to dealing with?
No, I mean, I haven't really talked to him to be quite honest. But the way that he is and the way that I observe him to be in his career as a baseball player, obviously, he's not going to shy away from controversy. He's not going to shy away from a challenge. And he's going to take this and try to make the best out of this opportunity that has been presented. Hopefully, he'll have an opportunity to make the team a good team. And I'm rooting for him, except when he plays against the Yankees.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Right. I would always say this about a guy like Jeter. He had the clutch gene. So when you needed a clutch play, whether it be defensively, offensively, he came up with so many big plays in the most pressurized of moments. So this is something that he's dealing with right now, just not on the field, but it's off the field. He'll be fine. I think in the long run, he's going to do a good job, and he'll clean it up. Maybe we won't see the fruits of this until 5 or 6 years down the road, until this team starts making some money and they can start making some better decisions in terms of keeping major league talent at that level, at the highest level. But I don't know. I hope he does well. I think he will do well, and just like yourself, And then when
are you going to play today or what? Are you playing something for us? You brought a guitar.
Yeah, I did bring a guitar. I didn't bring an amp, though.
Yeah. It's not acoustic, then? All right.
It is not
going to be able to hear it, I guess.
Why is that?
Because if it's an electric guitar, you're not going to really be able to hear it because of the way it's built. It has to be plugged in.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So it would be very faint in the background. I mean, you could put the microphone up to it, you'd hear something, but It wouldn't be great. Yeah,
it wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ideal. And if he's trying to get people to show up and see Bernie Williams and friends, and we're giving them a not ideal situation, it's probably not
a
good
deal. We don't want to do that. Though.
No, we don't want to do that.
Hey, how about the other guy I want to ask you about is Gary Sanchez. Who was the best hitter out of the three of those guys, Sanchez, Stanton, and, of course, Judge?
Yeah, that is a really interesting question. I think Sanchez has proven to be, probably the most consistent one and probably the best combination of all the elements. You know, hit for average, hit for power, not striking out a lot. Mm-hmm. I think, Judge and Stanton are going to, they're not going to get paid to walk. They're not going to get paid to, try to put the ball in play. They're going to go out all out. And I think in order for you to go all out, you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit on your average. I think that Sanchez may not have to do all of that. I think he could be still a very all-around hitter from gap to gap, occasional power. He could still be able to hit 30, 35, which is excellent in this league.
But how about the lineup now? What does the lineup do for everybody else, adding Stanton to that lineup? I know what we could all look at it in a sense say, wow, this is going to be awesome. But from a baseball player standpoint, tell me exactly what he does for everybody else in the lineup.
Well, I think, he does obviously a lot because of his power. But because of the way that he's going to be in the lineup, if he hits behind or very, very close behind, Judge is going to give him that protection. Aaron Judge, they're going to have to pitch to Aaron, and they're going to have to come through, some balls that he may be able to handle because they may not want to walk him to face a Stanton and then maybe Sanchez after that. So it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, we've got Bernie Williams in studio. What was your take on Joe Girardi being, I guess, not renewed, de facto fired from the Yankees? I mean, it was a very, very odd situation after the success.
I was feeling really bad for him because I know that he was instrumental in putting the current team that we have together. It's just something that doesn't happen overnight. He had to be working very close with, the front office, the organization to put the team that they had this year, except for maybe a few changes here and there. But the core of the team, I know for a fact that he was very influential in putting it together. And now, it seems like the team is going to go into this one of these magical runs. It seems like, at least it looks like that on paper.
Kind of feels like Joe Torre all over again, taking over for, Buck.
Buck Showalter.
Yeah, Showalter. Right. Yeah, it feels like the same way, doesn't it?
It feels the same way. obviously, people are going to have to give him a lot of credit for putting that team together, even though he may not be able to reap the benefits now, because obviously Aaron is going to have that responsibility and that challenge.
What do you think about Aaron Boone? Do you think he's built for a manager? I mean, the guy doesn't have any experience taking over a team that's got all this expectation and pressure on him. How's that going to work?
That is true. I think, he's prepared. We have the president of several players that have not had managerial experience and have been quite successful in the major leagues. I think he has a good combination of being able to handle the media, because he was obviously a commentator for one of the big sport networks. Mm-hmm. And he's a third-generation major league player. His grandfather played in the big leagues. His father played in the big leagues.
He's
had so much experience. And I think he's kind of like in tune with all the analytics and all the modern trends that the game is going through right now. I think is down with it, and I think he's going to be willing to work on both sides of the field.
Well, I hope it does, man, because he's you know how Yankee fans are.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be he's going to be under fire from the get go, depending on especially how he uses the pitching staff, right? Yeah. That's always going to be what it comes down to. And when you have the bullpen that the Yankees have, I would think it's always easy to look out there and say, bring the next guy in, because they're going to be very talented in that area. What are you doing?
Tuning a guitar.
Why?
So we got Bernie Williams here.
Yeah, sounds like.
I mean, it's not a great sounding guitar, but
don't give him the guitar. But what do you want to play for us?
What I'm going to give? He's the star.
No, you're not giving him that guitar.
Why not? I need a. Because
it doesn't sound right
in there.
Do you have something to play for Bernie?
I mean, I will if I. Okay, I got it.
There you go. You got a Bernie pick.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, good.
Maybe he can sign it for you.
Play a little blues for you. You want that?
Yeah, do something.
You
Let's
want a
hear
blues?
It. Right. I can't believe you're trying to upstage Bernie.
thing is really out of tune, Bernie. You could hear that, right?
Make the guitar player's face. Make the face. There you go. I love when he makes the face. Look at him making the face. Like he's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be an issue here.
A big issue here, yes.
These strings are old.
Yo, can I ask you, can you just play something that we recognize?
No.
Why not?
Well, because, I mean, what?
Just play something that anybody can recognize.
All right, you want to...
I mean, all I know is you're just hitting the chords, and it's making noise.
I mean, okay, fine. Something that you recognize.
Eric Clapton.
No, I can give you Hey Joe by
there you go.
Jimi Hendrix. All right, hold on. Ready?
I like the face though.
Hey, Boomer.
Yeah.
Will you shut the hell up, man? I'm trying to talk, and you keep going to the call screen boards. Why do you want to hear from Frank and Massapequa more than your co-host? I don't know, Bernie. He keeps going to the calls, trying to make points, and he won't listen to me. No, he won't listen to me. There you go. Hey, Boomer, the NHL trade deadline is over. You can shut up about it.
There you go.
No one cares where Ryan McDonough's playing tonight. No one cares.
That's great. Let's go to the call screen for a second because we have a very special guest that wants to talk to Bernie Williams.
Okay, Bernie.
Let's go to
Bernie
John
Sanders.
No, I said Bernie Williams. I said let's go to John Sterling. Johnny, what do you say? How's it going?
And a good morning to you. Burn, baby, burn. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear you.
Hi, Boomer. Hi, Bernie.
Hello. What's that?
John and I just had breakfast. We had Mike Francesa here because he's doing Chevy Chase thing in Florida, bringing his family around in their wagon with their snow blowing.
All right.
That's great.
Mike Francesa. I just want to remind everyone, Bernie did a great job with the Wounded Warriors with Steve and Del Campo up in Connecticut. They'll be at the Carlisle. They recorded a couple songs for Great Nation. And as you know, it's great. Bernie, maybe we could do a song together, John and Susan and Mike Francesa and I. Maybe all four of us. You want to do a foursome right now?
Best shot wins.
Here we go.
How about a little Disco Inferno? Burn, baby, burn. Steven! It'll be a 1-0. There's a rich. There's a long drive deep to left center field. It'll go all the way to the wall. He's done it again. Bernie Williams with an opposite field double. And they just like that, the gritty Yankees have come all the way back and taken a 5-4 lead.
That's awesome.
You know, it's so wonderful talking to all you, Bernie. Talk about the time that Mel Hall was such a tyrant, and that's not happening on my watch. Jesse Barfield came to my defense just 2 years before.
You know, it's great. You know, those guys were. It was a very, very catastrophic Yankee clubhouse then, and Bernie laid the law down. You know, Bernie. I mean, he got called Bambi by some of the teammates, but he took it all in stride. Never took it out on the field. And that explosive 1992 you had, where in spring you hit 400. And then out of the gate, the Yankees that year didn't finish 9 games under 500. But Bernie had a tremendous, which would set the pace for what would happen with taking pitchers and the offseason of 93, all the acquisitions that were made. And then culminating in that wonderful...
And I thought it was just tremendous, John. And Boomer remembers this. We were having lunch at Mickey Mantle's. And Bernie got me to get Yogi and George back together again. Remember? John. And that led to Roger Clemens coming back. And Bernie kept his mouth shut. He was aware of that.
Well, listen, we have to wrap things up.
Good.
All right. See you there, Sour Shoes. Take it easy, buddy.
That was great.
Bernie, good luck, man, to Carlisle between the 6th and 10th of March. You can get your tickets as well. And it's going to be obviously a great show over there. So I look forward to it. Great to have you in here.
Thank you so much,
and
man.
Good luck, man. Break awesome a leg, guys. As they say.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Bernie. We appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.